nearly 20 million Americans were continuing to file unemployment as of last week. And while some businesses have reopened with employees being called back to work, a huge chunk of Americans are still stuck. In an effort to create more jobs in their city, Green Bay has announced plans to spend $136,000 of the $600,000 they received in federal coronavirus aid in order to create something they're calling the Green Bay Conservation Corps. Eric Genrich is the mayor of Green Bay and joins us with the details now. Mayor Genrich, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me, Sarah.
And also joining us is Dan Dyshit. He is the director of the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry. Dan, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Mayor, can you give us an idea of how big the impact of the pandemic has been on your city, especially in jobs?
Well, it's been significant. I think the impact that we've felt here in Green Bay is similar to the impact that's been felt around the state of Wisconsin and around the country, you know, double-digit unemployment, millions and millions of people out of work across the country. And so we've been feeling that here in Green Bay. The reason that we've, responded by allocating the community development block grant funds as we have is, to really provide support as quickly as possible to the individuals in our community who are needing help. So the Green Bay Conservation Corps is one aspect of that.
And what are you hearing from residents of Green Bay who are unemployed, either continuing to be unemployed or newly unemployed because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so I know that, there are a lot of folks struggling to navigate the unemployment insurance system, particularly, people in the hospitality industry have been heavily impacted by the coronavirus. And so, just a lot of individuals who are looking for work. I know a lot of young people who have been going to school, either high school or college, during the fall and spring and are looking for employment in the summer, not finding as many opportunities as is traditionally available. So again, trying to meet that need in a modest way, admittedly, with the Conservation Corps. We would love to do a lot more. We'd love to employ, hundreds of individuals, but we're making the most of the federal dollars that have been allocated to us to this point.
Well, and I'd like to turn to Dan now. Where did this idea to create a Conservation Corps come from?
Well, the mayor worked very closely with our planning department when they were allocating the funding, and that's where the idea came up from. And so, this is a great opportunity for the city as a whole to benefit and do a lot of projects that normally wouldn't get done without the additional funding and the additional resources of new staff.
And are these projects that will be taken on something you've been hoping to be able to take care of for a while, Dan?
Yeah, so the projects within the Parks Department are projects that are on a wish list, more or less. They're things that need to be done, but we currently don't have the staffing power to do them. So this is a great opportunity to get some capital projects done within the park system.
We're talking right now with Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich and also with Dan Dyshit. He's the director of the Parks and Recreation and Forestry Department at Green Bay. And Mayor, have you been in touch with other mayors around the country who are launching similar projects? Because it seems like this is an idea that is pretty popular.
Yeah, I did. I haven't been in touch with too many folks around the country who are doing similar work, but I did happen to notice there was a New York Times story that touched on the work that we're doing here and also mentioned the work of the city council down in Austin. They're in the process of implementing a similar program. And so I think it's a very good thing, obviously, for local communities to be innovating in their own ways and providing assistance to their own citizens and in unique ways. And my hope, as I've said previously, is that the federal government will sort of pay attention to the way that different cities and communities are using these dollars. And hopefully in the next round of negotiations, which is what we're looking for some additional support for local communities to come out of Washington in response to this pandemic and the economic consequences. We're hoping that they might take a look at a program like this and recognize that if there were additional resources provided to cities like Green Bay, we'd be able to do a heck of a lot more for our citizens.
And Dan, how many people are you thinking you'll be hiring, and how long might those jobs last?
So we're in the process right now of working with our human resources department to get the positions advertised fairly soon. We're just working through the details of the plan right now. And as part of that plan, we'll figure out the details such as how many employees are we going to hire, how many crews are we going to have, and how long would the employment last. So we're still working on those details.
And you mentioned that a lot of the projects that you'll be taking on through this program are ones that you've been hoping to be able to get to that need to be done, but there hasn't been the staff to be able to do it. Can you give us an idea or two of the projects that you're going to be taking on?
Sure. I'll kind of focus a little bit on the wildlife sanctuary because there's actually quite a bit of work there that could be done with these employees. So we have several boardwalks in our nature areas in the trails. And these boardwalks were built years ago, and a lot of the boards are starting to rot out, and they're really just in need of replacement. So we have funding set aside to purchase the lumber and the materials, but it takes a considerable amount of staff time to actually do the actual work. So that's one project, along with replacing our floating boardwalk out there, which is in the similar condition as the trail boardwalks. We'd also like to tackle maybe a 4K exploration area. So over at the sanctuary, we have a nature-based 4K program where we've teamed up with the Green Bay School District and UWGB to offer a 4K nature-based hands-on program. So we'd like to construct a dedicated area for the students to go out and do some hands-on learning. But it wouldn't be open to the general public. This would be an area just for a classroom, an outdoor classroom area. In addition, outside of the wildlife sanctuary, we have a lot of trails in the Baird Creek Greenway that are bike trails. Those bike trails, for the most part, are maintained by volunteers. And so with a little bit of assistance from this program, we can turn a good trail system into a very good trail system by putting some labor into it. So those are just a few potential projects that we're looking at. But obviously, there's always a lot of landscape projects you could do throughout the entire park system. You know, we're even looking at projects such as building open shelters, rentable open shelters within the parks. So there's a lot of possibilities, and we have a pretty lengthy list, and it's just kind of going down the priorities and picking the ones that are most important.
Mayor Genrich, it sounds like a lot of these projects will obviously be providing employment for people who are currently without a job, but it also sounds like a lot of them will have a lasting impact for the whole Green Bay community. Was that part of your goal here?
Yeah, that's certainly the hope. I think it's sort of obvious that we've been inspired by, you know, some of the New Deal programs, PA and the CCC. And, you know, you still go around our community here in Northeast Wisconsin and around the state generally and see those plaques and understand the lasting impact of the jobs programs that existed during the Great Depression. And so, yes, I think, you know, our hope is that the projects that are accomplished by this group of individuals will be long lasting and have an immediate impact on this community, but will be, you know, a lasting testament to the investment that we made.
And Dan, when will these jobs be available and how can people apply?
Well, I don't have a timeline as far as when they'll be available. We are working through the plans and the details right now. But really, people should just continue to look at the city webpage in our human resources main page, because that's where we list all of our positions.
And Mayor Genrich, before we let you go, you said that you're devoting $136,000 to this. That leaves about a little over $400,000 left of that pot of federal money that's coming to Green Bay. What are some of your plans for the rest of that money?
Yeah, so we have dedicated $80,000 to homelessness relief efforts, $100,000 for our revolving loan fund, another $100,000 for frontline relief for workers that have been directly impacted or displaced, $100,000 for our business improvement districts, who serve our downtown businesses, which unfortunately have been struggling through this difficult period, and then some just administrative costs that cover the the work of city employees on the community development block grant program. But that's the sampling that we chose, and the intent was really to do as much as we possibly could with a limited amount of funding.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Eric Genrich is the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. We also spoke with Dan Dischite. He's the director of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry for the city of Green Bay. They joined us to talk about the city's plans to create a Green Bay Conservation Corps. It's a program that would create jobs for currently unemployed residents.